welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate, episode 191. I'm Josias at For the Villain on Twitter, at comic_syndicate on Instagram. I'm here with my boy.
I'm the Beaner.
What up, G? What's good, man? How you doing?
Doing pretty good, man. Doing a lot better than a couple days ago, so doing good.
Yeah, man. We're recording a little bit late. Do you want to fill in our listeners on what went down?
Just, the end of the year, busy stuff. We were supposed to record on Monday, but I had to do awards and
how did that go grades. Last days of school this week?
They're animals. They're savages. But it was cool. And then Margo got sick on Tuesday, and then Wednesday had to work. I got sick anyways. So it's I'm glad we got to hook up this week. So
yeah, me too, dude. I'm feeling a little bit under the weather. I'm a little bit tired.
Food poisoning the other
day.
I'm
a little bit burnt out. I'm a little bit under the weather.
That is the intro of all intros.
I know, dude. It's like I got an earache early on in the week, dude, and now I get wigged out because it turned into a slight sore throat on my left side. And it always wigs me out because the last time I got an earache, ear infection / throat infection, I had to get a tonsillectomy. I was racked up for a week in the hospital and they actually had to tear up my throat, operate on me. So I just...
Did you take out your tonsils?
No, just the side of my throat.
Oh, the side of your throat.
Yeah, so it was gnarly, and that's why I just get weirded out or freaked out. Like, fuck, I need to take care of myself. And again, it's just burnt out and lack of sleep. And
so weather changes too, man.
I think so, dude.
Cold, hot, cold, hot.
Yeah, that's true. Really, and it was hot today,
fucking
dude.
Sucks.
So we're recording Thursday, man. Did you do anything exciting this past weekend besides write?
Letters
for your kids.
Just getting ready for school, and maybe we had a field day. Lots of kids out there doing their best, doing their best laps and their best shooting. They do like a whole fucking day of this bullshit. You know, you got kids. Of course, I'm doing the obstacle course, which is the hardest thing.
That sounds fun, though, dude.
You have to time them.
Okay.
And after a while, you know what? If you're not going to beat 19 seconds or 17
don't
seconds,
don't even try.
I'm not even going to tell you your fucking time because it doesn't matter.
I guess
you got 30
true.
Seconds.
Yeah.
Okay, you fucking walk through it. I told you, hop. You fucking just ran right through it. So guess what? Plus 5 seconds, plus 3 seconds.
You dock them on everything.
I dock
everything.
Them because it's not fair for the other kids.
When was your last day of school?
Yesterday, Wednesday.
Okay, cool, man. Well, congratulations. You made it through another school year, man.
Another school year, yes.
Okay, man. So you start up again in 2 months or so?
I started mid-August. We're starting early this year.
Okay.
So mid-August, we start back. I have to do summer school, so... I'll be doing summer camp July, and then I have maybe 2 weeks off, and then we go back to the grind, which is fine.
Okay.
We don't get paid for that.
Oh, that's right.
That's a myth. Oh, you're a fucking teacher. You got fucking...
You get paid year-round.
You get a whole month off for motherfucker, no money.
I used to coach wrestling for Tessin High School after I graduated Santa High. And yeah, dude, I was coaching them, and...
Were you living right by there? Because I know you used to live right by...
Yeah, that was way after, dude.
Way after?
I was still living in Santa Ana at the time.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, for coaching the wrestling season, they did not pay us until after season. So that's like 3 months.
And
we took a few guys to state. We took one guy to state, dude, which is... Manuel and I actually turned that program around pretty good in a year. Mm. And so normally...
They normally pay you at the end of season.
Yeah, but because we took some guys further than what they normally would go, instead of just losing that league, we took a few guys to state, actually, dude.
They paid you a little bit extra?
No,
but I think it's like $500, right?
Well, if they would have won the championship, I think. But yeah, right, dude.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, dude, so I totally feel you on that, dude. Anything else you want to add?
This weekend, did we see any movies? No. We've been on a Harry Potter spree on watching the movies. She hasn't seen them, so we've been watching all of them.
Okay.
That's pretty much it, dude.
Okay, right on, man. Do you want to know what we spoke about 100 episodes ago?
Yep.
Okay, episode 91, we entitled hashtag Jillin' Off.
Okay.
Sounds
about right.
We took Avengers, we hit Avengers Age of Ultron review and spoilers.
Nice.
We hit Twitter love shoutouts, Instagram and Twitter. We hit news articles, 1 minute solutions to improving your health. We hit what the fuck news, 7 incredibly inventive names for masturbation to use ASAP.
Oh, okay.
Hence Jillin' Off.
Jillin' Off your face.
So I still like Jillin' Off, dude.
Okay.
Technically. Comic news, Suicide Squad talk. We hit new Spider-Man casting, movie news. And the movie's going to drop soon now.
What was the movie?
Spider-Man.
Oh, yes.
We hit comic reviews on New Captain America number 6. 5 and 5, I hit comic reviews. Convergence number 4. Convergence Crime Syndicate number 1. Convergence Detective Comics number 1. Moon Knight number 14. And S.H.I.E.L.D. number 5. We hit Fantastic Four number 645, the final issue.
Okay, cool.
We hit Transformers More Than Meets the Eye number 40, which was Book of the Week. Batman number 40 was also Book of the Week.
Nice.
Okay, man.
A lot of comics.
Let's hit some Twitter love. Actually, okay. Let's do Twitter love shoutouts first, and I got something to add after that, dude. Sweet. First one to hit us up, dude, on Twitter was RideShare13, episode 190. Will Mem continue to make sucking noises throughout the show? Find out here at For the Villain, at Mem the Beaner, at Comic Syndicate 1.
What?
So I thought that was funny because he's not the only one that's noticed that you kind of vape right into the mic.
Oh,
so
he's is that kinda noticeable?
Oh, just a tad. Yeah, I think Sergio has mentioned that many times before. At L.I. Sounds Pod, so Long Island Sounds Pod on Twitter says, I don't normally listen to many pods I come across on Twitter, but I've been hooked on you guys for a while. Keep up the good work. So he hit us up last week. He's got a podcast, Long Island Sounds. It's a really good podcast. It's like 20 to half an hour show, but it's really good talking about myths of Long Island.
Okay.
So he's got a bunch of good ones, dude. Next one to hit us up was Time Out Entertainment. See, Time Out Entertainment on Twitter says, checking out at pod. There you go. At Podcaster MG Bros. At Comic Syndicate 1. And at the CS Bell. Great show.
Nice. Thank you.
So it's, I guess, Miguel's podcast, their network they're on now.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Is a Time Out Entertainment. And so Miguel, I guess, told them about us, and they started listening. And it's funny because Miguel chimed out right after that. He's like, haha, listening to them as well right now.
Thanks, bro.
So much appreciated to both of you guys, dude. I get back to them all and simply say, LOL, very dope. Miss chatting to Miguel. And many thanks, like always. So this one was interesting, dude. So I posted up on Instagram last week. I swear this broad has gotten more love lately than we have. Hashtag Bell. Ding. And I put, bitch, much love, guys and gals. Thank you. And then at Ozzy Yugi hits us up on Instagram, dude. He says, that's one of a hell of a sexy Belle. Does she have a sister? I respond, LOL.
She does, alarm clock.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, shit, dude. She appears to be single, but she is a broad diva, though. Or diva broad. And then he says, he gets back simple, dude. I'm loving the show. Keep it up. Tell Adam hi for me, and I'm sure we'll kick it again sometime soon.
Yeah, dude.
We miss Ed, dude. We've met Ed through the podcast. He's met us at a few conventions.
He didn't go to the last one, did he?
No, he wasn't able to make it out, dude. Damn it, I like hanging out with him. I like talking to the dude. We like talking to all you guys anyway, so any way you guys want to get to us or hit us up, definitely do it, dude. All right, dude. Go for it. We posted up that we're going to record on Facebook.
Yes.
And Val, our boy Valentine, hit us up with a picture of Tom Brady in his 25 Super Bowl.
The real gauntlet. Infinity gauntlet.
I kind of like it. It was creative, dude. So technically, kind of, yeah, dude.
And then we got another hit up from...
Oh, my homegirl from the office, dude. Regina Egan says, seriously, how come I cannot find this whole podcast thing? And the last episode I see is 190.
Well, we're on iTunes, Stitcher.
Yeah. So
we're on everywhere.
Yeah. Anywhere you guys listen to podcasts. If you guys are iTunes fans or subscribe to iTunes Music, just type in the Comic Syndicate podcast and we'll fucking abracadabra. We will.
We're right there. We've got our stuff there.
Anywhere you can find podcasts, you guys can really find us. Just put in the Comic Syndicate.
Yeah.
In any podcast hosting site, and we're definitely there, dude. That's all we got for Facebook, right?
Yes.
Okay, man. For now. Okay, so I guess the first thing I want to hit is going to be, since we are in June now, we're halfway through the year.
June bloom.
I just want to hit you up. We both need to start compiling our best of the year list for 2017.
I'm always bad at this.
I know. That's why I'm
telling you. I usually just get the top five fucking books I read
the last 2 read. Yeah, you read, dude. Including, I have a new topic for us for the end of the year show, 2017 list, is what are your 3 to 5 favorite stories from the other host? So throughout the year, I want you to choose, if you can choose 5, these are my 5 favorite stories that Josias has mentioned on the show. And I have my list, and I'm going to drop my 5 list of, these are my fucking 5 favorite stories that Adam has dropped. So that's going to be a new topic, dude.
Besides
that, it's going to be a regular show and our just award fucking bullshit, dude.
Sweet.
And I believe that is all I got, dude. A big shout out to the coworkers at the second job, dude. We went out last Thursday, so a week ago, dude. We went to Downtown Disney. One of our homegirls, Erica, graduated from school. So they invited me out, which was really cool. First time hanging out with the batch of them like that. We went to Downtown Disney. We went to not Cuban, Pete's fucking Louisiana Jazz Kitchen.
Oh, okay. Was it good?
I've been there before, dude. It's overrated.
I bet, because
it really is, and it's expensive, dude. Expensive. Even for the bar sure. there, right in the center, is expensive, dude. And I'm not a cheap guy. But it's just everything's always overpriced, dude.
I've been eating there like twice at that plate, that area.
Okay,
and it was some Mexican joint.
Even Tortilla Joe's right there is overrated.
I might have went there, and it was the worst Mexican fucking food.
It's not all that, dude.
I've ever eaten. And you pay double.
Yeah, easily.
Just because you're in fucking downtown. It was terrible. It's like, what the fuck is this, bro?
And Erica actually did listen to the show. She went to school. She's trying to become not a news anchor, but just trying to get into the industry to interview people and stuff like that.
Oh, cool.
So she listened to episode 100 and fucking, I forget, 188? Which one was Fell on Black Days?
Probably.
Around there.
89, 88.
Okay. So she hit up. She hit me up out of the blue. She's like, hey, dude, I'm listening right now. 10 minutes in, and you have me crying. I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm sorry.
See, dude, you fucking make us cry, dude.
I know, bad, dude. But thanks a lot, Erica. She was dope. Hanging out with Christian. It was Christian, her. It was fucking a bunch of cool fucking cats, dude. It was Greg. Megan was there. Fucking Stephanie was there. Lydia was there. Vanessa was there. So a bunch of cool people. Again, first time hanging out with them, dude. So much love to them, dude. I had a blast. We went to Main Place and went to a new. It's kind of like GameWorks. They have a game area with shooting pool, karaoke in there.
Oh, bowling. First class.
Or there you go.
Yes.
The video games were dope, there. Dude.
I play pool there. I mean, not pool, bowling.
I don't think bowling. I don't think it's my crowd. I think I'm too old fashioned.
It's too hipster.
It's way too fucking hipster for me, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, but I had a good time with the crowd we went with, dude. So I know I'm like, that's the best way to put it. Nicely. Oh, yeah, fuck it, hipsters.
Deep bags.
Kind of, but it's not my crowd, dude. But again, the people I was with, dude, had a blast with. Okay, I have several articles, dude. Now, we can go long, we can go short, but I will let you choose where you want us to go first, dude. I have two articles that they're going to be short. Choose one. First one is going to be 6-word facts about sex and love.
Okay.
Or why friends may be more important than family.
I like that one.
You want to do this one? Okay, yeah. Cool, man. Why friends may be more important than family. This came out June 7th, 2017, and I believe I got this one on Time.com, so okay. Like Time Magazine. Friends become increasingly important to health and happiness as people age. According to new research in the journal Personal Relationships, they're so crucial, in fact, that having supportive friendships in old age was found to be a stronger predicator of well-being than having strong family connections. And you can stop me anytime.
Why? Right, because most of your family... Die after
assholes?
Okay. A-holes? Okay.
Look at it that way, dude. Like, I mean, every family has their...
Asshole sibling?
No, not just that. Every family has their issues or problems.
It's true.
I mean, every family. Like, there's no perfect fucking family, dude. Like, there isn't. No. And if they're trying to pull off the bullshit, like, we are the perfect family. No. You guys are full of shit, straight up.
Well, like, we went to...
So does that make sense? Go ahead.
We went to Chop. Have you ever been to Chop over there in...
Negative.
Fullerton.
Negative.
Downtown Florida. My mom's birthday, we went there having a good time eating... It's one of those Benihana's type things where cool. The dude fucking throws rice in your face and shit.
Nice.
And good times. And then my dad, oh, by the way, my brother's coming in for July. So my sister, like, you can just hear, like, glass break. And she just, and it just destroyed the whole fucking mood because my sister hates my brother and his wife. Like, okay. I'm not even trying to sugarcoat it.
And I
fucking
you and Laura, hates her. You and Laura get along the best out of the whole siblings.
Maybe because we're three. Oh, no, because my brother's not an asshole.
But right, you and her... Fuck me, you guys start, like, arguing galore anyway.
Oh, her last birthday was fucking... My mom's birthday was bad.
You mentioned it on the show.
Fucking threw water in her face.
So does that make sense, though? With your water in her face?
You know what?
Does that make sense, though, right?
It does. It's just... It's family, bro. Okay.
The new paper explores the findings of two studies about relationships. In the first, involving more than 270,000 people in nearly 100 countries, Arthur William Chopik found that both family and friend relationships were associated with better health and happiness overall. But at advanced ages, the link remained only for people who reported strong friendships. I went into research sort of agnostic to the role of friendship, says Chopik, assistant professor of psychology at Michigan State University. But the really surprising thing was that in a lot of ways, relationships with friends had a similar effect as those with family, and in others, they surpassed them. For the other study, Chopic analyzed a separate survey of nearly 7,500 older people in the U.S. Here he found out that it wasn't just important to have friends, but that the quality of those friendships also mattered. Go for it, because I got something to talk about that.
Go for it first.
The quality, dude. I can have a bunch of people that I know, and I don't call everyone friend.
Right.
The five best friends I can fucking count and have on one fucking hand, those fucking guys will fucking go to battle. Those guys will go to war with me. And they are my fucking friends. And I consider that if I need to talk, those are the five guys I can go to. Those are fucking friends. That's the quality
of friends. Yeah, I have to agree. I mean,
it's just like a, no offense, but Facebook, they call them friends. But technically, are they all your fucking friends?
Well, that's when you have those guys that do those messages. If you're my fucking true friend, please retreat this. Or
kind?
Or, yeah. And it's like, bro, it's Facebook. They're not all your friends.
But that's what I'm
it's
getting
just, at. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I mean, it's
still the quality for sure, always.
I mean, do you find yourself treating your friends better than you would treat your brothers or sisters? Because I see my brother treating other people, his religious friends, better.
Oh, you have that brother too?
Oh, mine goes to Harvest Crusades everywhere.
Your brother around, and my brother
around the world.
Your brother and my brother.
Yes, I mean I didn't mean that for your brother, but technically yes. I totally forgot about his brother, but my brother's the same way.
And we're not talking shit.
No, we're not talking. No. But do you find that you treat your buddies better than you would treat your?
You know what, brothers? Dude? I feel like now that we brought that up. Hypocrites I don't fucking like. And I grew... I'm not a hypocrite at all, dude. And I never try to be a hypocrite. I try to treat everyone with respect. Once somebody has something bad to say about me, I'm not about playing games. I will go straight to the source and like, hey, dude, I heard you're talking shit, dude. Let's talk about this as adults before fucking anything fucking hits the fan.
Right.
And if you want to avoid me, then fuck you. That's how I dissect people out of my life. Don't need bullshit. Don't need drama. Don't need fucking... I don't need the bullshit.
Should be on a bumper sticker.
There you go. The Comic Syndicate. So, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Quality.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would treat better. I don't know.
No, I treat everyone with respect, though. I mean, dude, I'm finding, like, these guys at the second job, I'm spending a lot more time with them, just working with them, and getting to know these guys. I'm liking these guys, dude. Like, I'm sincerely...
Yeah.
Like, fuck. I if you guys need anything, and I haven't told them that.
But well,
like,
I see that, too.
If you guys
too.
Need anything, fucking let me know. I will give you guys advice. I'll talk to you guys.
Do you ever have a division between your first job and your second job, friends?
You know what, dude? I want to have a barbecue before the summer ends, and I want to invite everyone over.
Everybody.
And just be like, you know what? I want everyone to get to know everyone.
Because I have that a problem at work where I have the teachers.
Well, go ahead.
I have the teachers.
Okay.
And then I have the after-school staff. And there's this, this stink where, like, the teachers think they're fucking so much smarter and blah, blah, blah. So they kind of, like...
Fucking hypocrites.
Look down on the... I guess. I don't really see it.
Their high fucking horse.
I just think that maybe the after-school staff's a little too sensitive. And, like, just I'm in the between because I...
You get along with everyone.
I have to because I work with the before teachers and after. Yeah. I don't see really
it's
difference.
Better to be in your situation because you can see more people's personalities and personalities for the most part, dude. I would like that too because I'm in both jobs, dude. Like, honestly, dude, second job is working with a lot more younger people.
True.
And it's kind of refreshing, but at the same time, it's like, I'm an older fucking dude. I'm 36, dude. I'm getting older.
Yeah.
And I like my alone time, get off my lawn type of dude. Not even that, but I like my older crowd too, dude.
Yeah.
But again, I don't have time for you guys either. And the five friends I have, I don't have time for you guys. So yeah, dude. I mean, I love everyone, dude. Just don't treat me bad. I won't treat you bad for the most part. When people said their friends were a source of strain, they reported having more chronic illness. Interestingly, that was not the case for people who reported strain from their spouses and children. When their friends were a source of support, people were happier. So yeah, dude, those five friends, like, you guys make me fucking feel better.
Yeah.
The people that know, like, fuck, all right, I don't want to tell Josiah this, but he's going to shoot it to me straight. He's gonna fucking give me a sucker punch, but he's going to give it to me straight.
Right, for sure.
Okay, none of this is particularly surprising, said Chopik. After all, unlike our family, we can choose our friends. So there you go. A few studies show that we often enjoy our time with friends more than with family, he says. We do leisurely things with friends, whereas family events are often serious or maybe a little too monotonous. There you go. Mm-hmm. The benefits of having close pals may also be stronger for older people because by that point, those friendships have stood the test of time.
I don't know, because like...
Go for it.
The younger we are, the more we want to hang out with our friends. It's okay if we go along. It's fine.
Okay,
don't. I don't have to work tomorrow.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Same, I got off.
You don't... the younger you are, you want to go out and you want to hang out, you want to drink. You can't do that with your fucking brother or your sister. Sometimes. However,
sometimes
we've done it with when we were doing it with my sister. She was drinking with us.
Oh, yeah.
And her friends. Oh, yeah. But I think the older you get, you kind of want to hang out more with family. And I want to hang out with my pops. Go I want to hang out with my
same,
mom.
Same.
And I feel bad if I don't hang out with them after like 2 weeks or 3 weeks. I'm like, fuck, man, I really miss my pops. As opposed to being young, fuck that. I'm out of here. You know, I'm going to go do whatever with Joe and fucking Walter and everybody go hang out.
And that's pretty much, once we graduated high school, it's like, but once you...
I saw that too at Santa High School. The last day of fucking senior year, I was in low on there, one of my teachers. Uh-huh. I'm like, time to get a motherfucking job, motherfucker.
Yeah, and pretty much once you get into the real fucking world.
Time to work, bitch.
Once your schedules start conflicting, dude. But again... We've been friends since fucking high school. And that's not saying a lot, although we graduated high school in 98.
That's a lot, though, because a lot of people don't hang out.
That's
like,
true.
I don't hang out with fucking high school friends. Only you and a couple, maybe two. No, just from high school.
I talked to Manuel every
talking,
so often.
But hanging out.
He went to San Diego Comic Con with me last year.
We hang out once besides a week. Once a week.
Okay, we'd never hang out.
We don't have to. I want to. I mean, we have to.
We'll figure something out tomorrow. We both have off.
You do have off tomorrow.
Okay, I have off tomorrow because my sister... Oh, speaking of family, and this works perfectly. My oldest sister, she's a genius. Not the smartest person in the world. But my nephew is, I don't want to say graduating in kindergarten.
Oh, nice.
But he's getting promoted to the first grade.
That's a graduation.
It is, though, right? It is graduation. Yes, thank you. So she hit me up and my sister out of the blue, like, Tuesday. And she's like, hey, guys, I have to work. And she knows...
I have to work?
Well, they scheduled her. Okay. She's a teacher, dude, and she couldn't necessarily get off for this. But I love how this sister always hits up Leah, Beth, and I, and my baby sister. And she always comes to us, like, for when it's for the kids, like, I really can't make it. Can you be there for Jacob? It's like, fuck yeah, dude. I hit up my supervisor, A, dude, at the office, it's my nephew's graduation, dude. On Friday, I can take half a day. If I can take the full day, bam, gave it to me. It's like, all right, dope, nice. Carl. Thanks a lot, dude. So I have off, and I'm going to be there to support my fucking nephew and my niece, dude. And that's what I'm about. So nephews now, family, that's more now for the kids, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
if that makes sense, dude.
It's a feeling where you want to, like...
It's not a chore to hang out with them or babysit them for me, especially, you know... Fell on black days.
I want to give them something. I think the relationship is better too because you're older and with like your father or sisters, you're older and you have your own money now. You have your own stuff, and I don't know. It just seems different. Like I feel I have a better relationship with my dad now than when I was a teenager.
True.
And it feels
weird. Life, dude.
Yeah.
And we get older and. No offense, dude. I'm kind of a pussy now. I'm getting more sentimental than I would.
I'm so
sick. He's a pussy.
Where you been? She went out yesterday because I was sick.
Did you cry?
I'm like, where are you?
I thought she was
Santa
sick.
She went to chapter one in Santa Ana.
Okay.
And it's a
so
restaurant.
So you were crying.
Well, where are you? Who's walking to your car? It's Santa Ana. Like, what the fuck? Don't pull out your phone. What are you doing right now? So, yeah, I was a little... I was sick. I was like, where are you? Where's my suit?
You're such a little
crazy. I am a little bitch.
You have kept those people around because they have made you happy or at least contributed to your well-being in some way. So there you go. Kicking it back in the day. It says, chop across our lives, we let more superficial friendships fade, which I said cut the bullshit out of your life, and we're left with the really influential ones. Yeah, my five fucking friends that I care about.
There's a lot of bullshit in high school friends, too.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like you can't really cut the flesh because... Back then.
Oh, back then. No, everyone they would unfriend you now. And we've spoken shit on social media and fucking Facebook before. Like, that's what they do. They get all sour.
And it's worse because you just can't just click on it. You have to see that fucker in class.
Oh, in high school. In high school. Thank goodness we didn't have this bullshit in high school. Right? Remember? Everyone would be fucking hate me. I used to get called worse things than I probably
We might get more hookups, though, with this.
Well, fuck. I wish, man.
Right? That's what I'm saying. This is a...
But Chopik says the power of friendship on physical and mental health is often ignored in research, especially in older people, where relationships with spouses and children are often considered more important. And while it's true that family members are often the people who provide caregiving support to the elderly, he says this can also create a sense of obligation. True. These relationships are certainly beneficial and often vital, Chopik adds, but they may not provide as much joy as those with long-time... As those with longtime friends do. Sorry. Of course, some people can share powerful friendships with their siblings, spouses, children, and other family members. True. And that's a positive too, says Chopik. The general point is that all the more support, the more positive interactions, the better, he says. The important thing is having people you can rely on for the good times as well as the bad. Mm-hmm. So in a nutshell, it makes sense.
It does.
Family can be assholes, and you are close with certain family members over other certain family members. Everyone has a different personality, so it makes sense why people would clash or do clash. Right. And that's just simple fucking... That's easy to see in any family. So, yeah, I get that, dude. All right, man. You want to lighten things up? That wasn't so bad, right?
No, that was good.
Okay, man. Next one's going to be fast and quick, I think. The 23 fun facts about dating.
Sweet, sweet.
This one came out. Interesting facts about the dating world might make you laugh, smile, freak out, and share.
Or cry.
Oh, actually, there we go. Let's go. Most couples are willing to enter an exclusive relationship after 6 to 8 dates.
I agree. I like that.
That makes sense.
Dates. I mean,
and I'm thinking about, but yeah.
In this time, some maybe the younger crew, they. Hipsters, the young crowd wouldn't like that. But I think
the old school mentality old you and school, I have. Yeah. Six to eight days
is pretty good.
And that means breakfast, lunch, and or dinner, a movie.
Consistent.
Let me cook you breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Right.
Come over, let's watch this movie.
And then after that you dump everything you have.
And kind of get in a relationship, yeah.
Okay. Cool.
So that makes sense.
I like that.
Next one's gonna be most common time for breakups is around 3 to 5 months. I'm laughing on this one because...
This is on you, bro. What do you got?
Okay, so...
I agree.
Not even breakups, but necessarily, like...
Friend?
In my life, I find, like, it... And you know what? I'm a different beast in this one. But you got to take this, and you guys will get it. I work 2 jobs. I don't have enough time to date.
Right.
So it's going to take the girl... And I love it, because I... As long as you girls understand where I'm coming from, like, I work a lot. And at first, it's nice to share, like, he's not just an asshole. He works a lot for a reason. And I'm doing it for a fucking reason. I don't like killing myself. But when I tell the girl, it's like, you're a sweetheart for doing it. And then after the first 2 months, it's like, cool. And by month 2 or 3, it's like, wow, you work way too fucking much for me.
You gotta put in some time, bro.
True. But again, I don't have time to read anymore.
I know, it's just, I don't know, man.
It's an asshole part on me, but like, I'm fucking sick right now. I'm not sick. I'm fighting off whatever because I'm tired and I'm burnt out. And tonight, after we put this up, I'm knocking the fuck out. NyQuil, dude.
NyQuil.
Nice. And fucking putting myself out because I need some fucking sleep. It takes between 12 to 14 dates before couples will trade house keys. Ouch, no.
Whoa,
I would say
14 weeks?
12 to 14 dates. Dates, ooh, dude.
I don't agree.
No, with don't that. Ever do that, guys. Even if you're going to get married, don't fucking exchange house keys.
Too much, dude. Yeah, I'm gonna agree with that.
Yeah. Women who post a photo on internet dating sites receive twice as many email messages as women who don't. Well, that's got to make sense.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Nobody, if they don't put if you don't put your fucking face on there. You're not going to get any goddamn replies. Get the fuck out of here.
True.
And you know what? I've been on a lot of dating sites, and if you only put the fucking face, that's something wrong. Okay?
True.
There's something wrong with the body. You don't want to show everything. Don't put your face only. Put the whole body. Let the person know what they're getting into.
But that also means I got to put my ugly mug on there too, which is not...
You put one of those... Those far away pictures. We get the whole fucking picture.
Hey, everybody. Trust me.
You know what? Don't even lie about it. Because I've been on a lot of dates where like, what the fuck? When did you take this picture? Who the fuck is in this picture? And who are you?
Idiot.
I'm sure you got the wrong person. Because I got your picture right here, bitch. It is not you.
They fucking Adam's
you. So, you're not going to get a free meal out of me.
Idiot. Okay.
I'm going to go eat at the bar by myself.
Okay.
You're dismissed.
There you go. Now, fucking Bell finally chimed in. Next one's going to be men who report incomes higher than $250,000 received 156% more emails
than theirs with
$50,000. I know, right? What does that say about women?
Cha-ching.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you, Bell.
$250,000?
Yeah, they're going to get fucking hit up all the time.
Dude, and by hot chicks, too, guys.
Yeah.
Hot chicks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're going to be an old fucking broads.
If you're going to lie about that, you need to go fucking rent a car.
At least.
Or something, bro.
On free dating sites, at least 10% of new accounts are from scammers. I did not know that.
Believe that. Okay. I do.
92% of single parents would rather date other single parents. You know what? That makes sense because... They both know what they're going through.
They're all in hell. Might as well live in hell together.
Oh, fuck. Not even that, but like, I got to pick my kid up. I got to take him to soccer practice. It's like, okay, I got to take mine to cheerleading practice. So there's that common bond over going. They're going through the same thing.
What if you got like...
Go for it.
What if your dad remarried a woman and then that woman had a daughter and she was like super hot. You guys about the same age. That'd be okay.
I would bang her probably.
Okay, that's all right. That's
she's not blood. No offense.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Very good.
Wow.
Very good. Yeah.
All right. I had to take that one. 33% of online daters form a relationship.
Form a relationship.
33%. So a third of every people.
I mean, I got married off one.
No shit, huh?
Yeah.
I guess that's true. There you go.
So all right. It fucking works.
Huh? There you go, guys. If there's a lady, listen.
God help me.
In a survey of 5,000 singles, 43% said fresh breath mattered the most, 17% said stylish clothes, 15% said sexy fragrance, 14% said good skin, and 10% said great hair.
Huh. I agree with the breath.
I would go personality, smarts, sense of humor, looks, it would be up there too.
But those
would be
mine.
Yeah, dude.
I'm just
give
kidding.
Me everything
I'm kidding.
Else, and I'm good, dude.
Kidding.
So, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I get to work with. It is suggested you wait until the third date to cook someone dinner at home.
Third date? You cook, so I don't
do
know.
Cook. I've gone, that has been my first or second date.
Cooking at the
house? Over to my place, or when I had my own apartment, dude, come over to my place. We don't have to spend money. I need to cook dinner anyways.
Yeah.
I need to cook dinner for the next few days at work. Come on over. I have beer. Don't drink. That's fine. I got water. I got soda. And yeah, I'm going to cook you a meal.
Sweet.
But I'm that's me though. I'm a weird fucking dude like that. Nearly 40% of men do not feel confident meeting a woman on the first for the first time. I always feel comfortable and confident though.
If you know what you're getting into.
No, even that, I'm not a dick. Like I'm myself. Like I'm not going to be off-putting. I'm not going to I'm a decent fucking cat, dude.
So if you went online and this chick put this picture of some beautiful woman, and then she comes opposite of this beautiful woman.
I don't think I've ever been catfished before, though.
Well, you're a lucky motherfucker, dude.
You've been catfished, okay. Women will base 55% of her initial impressions of a man on his appearance and body language. So there you go. That's what I think I carry myself well to the point where it's like, right. Besides the ugliness that I bring to the table, Jesus. It's like the personality and sense of humor. Thank God for that. At least I got that going for me.
You got everything, bro.
Fuck me. Next one. Dating specialists suggest that if a woman doesn't return a call after two messages, she's not interested.
So you left two messages and she has you called her once, hung up, didn't.
No answer.
Called
hit her
again,
up again.
No answer.
Okay. That makes sense, dude. I'll buy that. I mean, I'm not going to be like the guy who's
like the two in the same fucking day. You got a stalker here or?
I guess just in a time gap, dude.
Okay. I guess so. I mean, if she gave you call the number, it's fucking Pizza Hut. I guess. Yeah, she's not.
You got other problems than that.
She doesn't want to talk to you.
If a woman offers to pay for everything, chances are she isn't into the date.
No,
it's
fine.
I don't know about that.
They call me the Dutch King.
Because you fucking go.
Go Dutch.
Dutch on everything.
Right? I think that's,
that's
think that's
a bad thing.
That's respect for the woman. That's respect
it kind of
for
is.
The 2017
okay.
Woman is going
and
Dutch.
And I haven't even got to Wonder Woman yet.
I have much respect for Wonder Woman in that film.
And I'm gonna go into that one. Research shows that men know they're falling in love after just 3 dates, but women don't fall in love until date 14.
Jesus.
These guys are pussies.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I don't either at all. But I do get infatuation, and I get all that bullshit and nonsense. So I
14 dates.
Yeah. Three dates for men. Women don't fall in love until date 14. Wow, crazy.
Then what happens when you have sex? You don't love them anymore?
No, it can still work, huh? I mean, that's more just...
Three dates I don't agree with.
20 to 40 million Americans have used online dating services. That's a grip load of fucking people, dude.
I believe that.
And I have, too. I'm not going to fucking knock it because, yeah. Nearly 50% of online daters are aged 18 to 34. Another interesting fact I did not know.
I would think older people.
I would think older. Oh, I don't know. This is.
Where are you going to meet old ass women?
But
the
now,
Fox Grill.
We'll trip out on this though. I guess it makes sense because 18 to 25. Let's just give that gap. They're so involved in social media, Twitter, Instagram, that's Snapchat, true. That that's all they know. So they don't know how to meet somebody out
true.
In the real world, right? I mean, you go to Target and like, hi, sorry to bother you. I think you're beautiful. I'm just asking you, would you like to go out sometime?
No one does that anymore. Nobody.
I get shot down a lot. Over 50% of all singles in America have not had a date in more than 2 years. Wow. 50% of all singles in America have not had a date in more than 2 years.
Wow.
That's not
Joe, me. Is that true?
I've had a few dates on the few days I've had off.
There it is.
No. 48% of online daters reported that their breakups occurred via email. That's just the fucking dick way to fucking break it off with
anyone. I've done that before. It's all right.
I've gotten broken up via text.
I've done text before.
And it's like, bitch, you didn't have enough fucking... Like, what's up with the fucking... I don't know.
Yeah.
Next one, Italian food is one of the most popular restaurants for a first date.
Yes.
Yeah, I would back that up.
It's the hardest food to eat.
Why do you say that?
Well, depends on what you get. Because you get fucking spaghetti, bro.
Well, don't get fucking spaghetti.
I'm just saying...
And don't wear your fucking Michael Jackson white suit either, dick.
With the zippers? Dude.
With the zippers.
You got fucking... What are you going to eat? Pizza? Lasagna is still messy. Spaghetti's... pasta's messy. What are you going to eat? Fucking bread?
Napkins, dick.
Dude. It's a hard fucking food to eat.
I've seen you eat fucking breadsticks and somehow...
You don't bust out the napkin and put it on your fucking collar?
I'm weird, dude. I'm old school. I always put the napkin on my fucking... On my lap.
You're eating spaghetti and you're wearing a white shirt.
I never wear
a white shirt because it looks like a goddamn movie screen. But do you put the fucking napkin?
No,
is that like geeky?
No, as long as you know you don't get messy. I mean, fuck it, dude. When I dress up for work, I toss out my tie behind me sometimes when I'm taking a leak, dude.
Okay.
I mean, even that simple, small things like that. I know how to eat though.
I know how to eat. Oh, look at me. I know how to eat.
On average, daters will kiss on a second date.
Never shake their hand on the first date. I did that with Marco.
Did you give a hug on the first date?
No, she went for a hug. And hand went up.
Idiot.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, Tiger.
I will meet you next time I see you.
Idiot.
Yeah, she fucking gives me so much shit for that.
She was into you then.
Dude, the third date, she pushed me against the car over by Lucille's. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Hands. Hands.
Idiot. What?
God damn.
So she was the dude in the relationship.
Frisky woman.
Looking at him.
You frisky woman.
Man, on average, couples have sex within about 4 to 6 dates.
Yeah, I agree.
I almost want to talk about fucking cocaine off fucking rails off cocks, dude.
What the?
Not me
cocaine
doing it.
Off cocks?
The last one's going to be the third week in September is National Singles Week in the U.S. I'm so going to be celebrating that alone. And I'm probably going to be working both jobs that day.
Oh, man. What day is this?
September 13th. On the third week in September. That's all it is. And give the exact date. All right, man. Commercial is rock and roll.
Go to our website, thecomicsyndicate.com. You'll find two banners. One orange and one black. The orange one, if you're buying anything on Amazon, go in and click on that. Bookmark it on your computer. Whatever you buy, we get a little piece of it. It doesn't cost you any more money. It doesn't cost you anything. It just helps us out with equipment and keeping the lights on here. We really appreciate it for the people that have done it. And we look forward to...
You guys are badasses. Thank you so much, dude. You guys can download the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Anywhere you guys can find podcasts. Again, like we mentioned earlier on in the show, to share the podcast more than anything. We totally appreciate the shares. Shoot the shit with us, dude. Anyone that you get on involved in our podcast... fucking have them shoot the shit with us, dude. And we don't give shout outs just to give shout outs, but like you guys make us fucking crack up too sometimes, so definitely hit us up, dude. 2OC podcast, Alan and Anton, dude, they're doing great, dude. They keep dropping their shout-outs, dude. And we don't give shout-outs to other podcasts unless we really like them. Long Island Pod is... Long Island Sounds is really good, too. It's a 20 to 25-minute fucking podcast. Hit them up if you like them. Dude, I swear, dude, just type in the 2OC, type in Long Island Sounds Podcast. They're two fucking dope fucking podcasts, dude. The Bearded Underachievers is about wrestling. I'm not a wrestling guy. I wanted to listen to them because... just to hear old wrestling stuff. If you guys watch wrestling, listen to them, minus when they eat bacon or literally sizzle bacon while they record.
While they record.
Eric, you kind of dropped the ball on that, homie.
Critical Thinking.
Critical Thinking and Mind Fudge.
Yes.
All right, guys. We'll be right back with Comic Talk.
Comic Talk.
Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist of Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon, and you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk. Okay, we're back.
Comic Talk. All right, the first one I'm going to hit, dude, is... the most important one, I guess, dude. For anyone fans of the original Batman series back in the fucking 60s.
Oh, man. Heard about this news.
Adam West passed away, dude. First Batman I fucking saw, straight up.
Yes. I mean, I do remember him being the
homeboy
first Batman.
Homeboy was suffering from leukemia, dude, and he was always at every fucking convention and always so fucking cool, dude.
Was that the reason why they called him crazy? Like, he was really crazy in life? Like,
I don't know.
Like, he was crazy, like... in the head, crazy.
No, every time I saw him, he was down to earth. He was a chill cat. He would talk to everyone. He wasn't a dickhead like Lou Ferrigno. Like, he was always a nice fucking guy. So that only his family knew he had leukemia.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, dude, so, and tonight, actually, in Los Angeles, in City Hall, they're actually going to put on the bat signal for him at 8 or 9 o'clock tonight.
Los Angeles, right?
In LA. Yes. They're probably going to see it on the news if you guys toss on the news.
That would be pretty cool to see.
Yeah, dude. That's about it, dude. Fuck it, man. Let me see. We have a... what's his name? Tom Holland from Spider-Man kind of dropping that... yeah, it's going to be a trilogy. Like, we didn't know Spider-Man was going to be a trilogy.
Then they get a new guy, so we'll
see. Here's another one, dude. X-Men Dark Phoenix. Lawrence, Fassbender, and McAvoy are going to return. So Professor X, Magneto, and Mystique are going to come back for...
from the first class guys?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So they're good actors. I love fucking Fassbender as Magneto anyway.
Yeah, he's a badass.
Cool. Let's see what else we got, dude. I guess that is... Black Panther's first poster arrives and trailer. Did you see the Black Panther?
I did see the trailer. Yeah, it was pretty good.
It looks dope, dude, right?
It looks really good.
Okay, cool, man. That's all I got for that. Fuck it, dude. All right, Rockin' Roman.
Cool. Still going to Wonder Woman. I did finish it, but I just wrote one today, and... we got Dana is still... this is number 17. Dana, Donna is still trying to get her mind back while stuck in the nut house. Steve is on a mission to find someone that may help Wonder Woman gain that sanity back.
Okay.
Meanwhile, the bad girl in this issue is trying to get into Wonder Woman's homeworld, and she can only get there if she has a demigod. Mm-hmm. So she gives Cheetah a choice. Cheetah is not actually Cheetah anymore. She turned back to human. Gives her a choice to either let Steve and the Minotaur that he actually went to go find, be taken out by this group of assassins, or she can turn into Cheetah, which will then turn her into the demigod.
Okay.
That will get her into where she needs to go.
Nice.
Turns back to Cheetah. Yes, she agrees, and Trevor returns to Wonder Woman, who's kind of already worked shit out in her head and sees the Minotaur and kind of gives her sanity back. And this whole arc is about her trying to get back to her real world. We find out that Arius, I'm gonna write it up. The other ones I'm gonna write up about.
Yeah, go
it.
For
so
it.
this is the 17. I'll come up 19 next week.
Okay, cool.
I'll do a better job that way. I don't wanna fuck it up.
Okay, cool. Not a problem, dude. Okay, I read I don't have time. Straight up, dude. I don't have time. But now I'm just picking and choosing what I love. So I'm going to hit East of West, dude. Number 32, written by Jonathan Hickman. His art is Nick Dragotta does the art. Frank Martin does the inks. The colors on it. It's pretty dope, dude. East of West 32 is pretty much all the factions are now finally at war. The best way to put and break down East of West, it's not even convoluted. It's best to be read in batches, though. Because there are so many characters. The best way to put it is, in a nutshell, a futuristic Western dystopian future, technological future, and it's really good because think of the world, think of the Earth now back in Pangaea. So Pangaea, who doesn't know Pangaea, when the dinosaurs were actually roaming the Earth, all the continents put together was one giant landmass, and it was called Pangaea. So think of the Earth now, kind of in that sense. No dinosaurs whatsoever, but it's just one giant landmass, and each piece of the land is set off or broken off into different factions. And the factions are really cool because you have an Indian faction, you have a Shangli or a Shaolin faction. So it's really cool, the different factions and which of each of them bring to the table. And the story, again, is called East of West, and the nutshell or the breakdown of it is, after every so many years, the four horsemen of the apocalypse get reborn again. And this one time when the four horsemen are supposed to go back to sleep, Death is the only one. And they're adults at this time. The only one who doesn't go back into this hibernation is Death. You know, the man all in white. And pull up Death, guys. If you guys have never seen him, pull up East of West Death. And he looks dope.
He's a gunslinger.
He's dope as fuck. I love Nick Dragotta's art. And it's pretty much he didn't go back into hibernation because he fell in love with a woman named Xiaolin. She's in charge of one of the factions, the princess, and they have a kid. The kid is named Babylon, but everyone calls him Beast because, again, the son of Death is going to be the Beast or Beast. I really fucked up because the way the child is raised is in like a cocoon, some technological cocoon where he's brainwashed to a certain extent. And that's the whole story now in issue number 32. Is pretty much all the factions now are like pushes coming to shove, and there's going to be a giant war between all the factions.
Nice.
That's pretty much issue number 32. Number 33 was really cool because now we see the Endless Nation, one of the nations, Wolf and Crow together with the people burying his uncle. And it happens, Crow is mentioning the reason why they're burying his uncle. And it's really cool because now you see all the factions. Like, there are seven nations and six nations. Anyways, there's all these different nations ruling each part of the Pangaea, I guess I'll call it again. And you see each of them double-crossing each faction. Like, I'll help you out and then dime you out. There are a lot of backstabbings. Mm-hmm. And you see, like, who's working with who and who's fucking who over. And Archibald Chamberlain, the old man with the cigar, he's playing every side. And from the get-go of the comic, you can see him, homeboy is fucking shady. You don't trust the dude.
It's probably the guy's still alive.
Yeah, and you see him in this one, issue number 33, he's a badass. And you see how gangster he is, and how, even though it looks like he's an old man, he's a sick gunslinger, dude. So I really want to see Death go toe-to-toe with this guy. I really do. But again, I want to see, we haven't seen Death once he found his son Babylon a few issues back. We haven't seen that story yet. I don't know how long this is going to go. I want to say issue number 40 might wrap it up.
Really?
And it's going to end soon. If he continues to go on, I see Death dying. I don't know how it's going to fucking end. It's a great fucking story. The art, it is gorgeous. Read it in a batch more than anything, guys. But it's worth checking out. East of West. It's dope, dude.
Sweet.
All right, man. The next one I'm going to hit is going to be, let's do a weird one that I read today, dude. Literally last days of the office today, dude. Batman number 24, Tom King, who we've interviewed before. He just wanted to drops one of the bumpers on the mid-show. David Finch is the artist. Danny Mickey is the inker. It's really cool, dude. Starts off with a talk between Gotham Girl and Batman on top of a building. And asking Batman, Gotham Girl asks him, can you fly? And it's really cool because he's like, I'm a bat. I have a bat jet. She's like, no, Dick. You know what I mean? He's like, fuck yeah, I can fly. But the way he answers is really cool. So now Gotham Girl was introduced in Batman number one, Tom King's, you know, arc initially. And he's still writing it. And it's pretty much her asking him, like, okay, my brother passed away. Every time I use my superpowers, I'm going to die. What should I do? And she's straight up on top of this building asking Batman, what should I do? And he's like, what do you want me to tell you? Tell me to do something. So it's really cool because the interaction they have is really cool, dude. It really goes into her, like, she wants some sort of advice from him. She wants some closure. She wants to know from Batman himself, like, what should I do? You're a superhero. Should I be a superhero? And just the interaction is really dope, dude. It's cool to see the interaction between them because actually that's not it. It's really cool because she goes, she asks him for advice. And the narrative that's going down, we see pages of Catwoman going out on the prowl doing her stuff. So then it goes back to Gotham Girl asking Batman an ironic question. You think you can do it? Go back to being normal? He answers, what's normal? She goes, you know, not saving, just being. Could you do that? Answers her straight up, no. It's really cool, the the dialogue they have, dude. And she digs deeper on how she just wants him to tell her again what to do. Like, give her advice for answers that she's looking for. So he finally does. He's like, what do you want me to say after my parents? Alfred didn't tell me what to do. Really? She says. He goes, he told me what to do all the time. And it's really cool because he goes, he didn't approve of me dressing as a bat, as a war on, you know, to do my war on crime fighting thing, but I never listened. So it was almost as if he didn't say anything at all. Like, he was giving me advice the whole time. I just didn't fucking take it. And this is what I became. She goes, do you like your life? It doesn't matter what I like. So just him being him. She goes, do you like being like that? And she repeats with himself, it doesn't matter what I like. And he goes, I'm not Batman because I like being Batman. I'm Batman because I am Batman. So it's really cool because she's kind of breaking him down, like, yeah, dude, but, like, what's wrong with you? And it's really cool because he even gives her a great response, dude, and then it goes into a very dope, I guess, brief ideology between a hero and a villain. And she's like, he's like, he asks her now, do you want to be a hero? And it's sad to a point where he tells her, Claire, I do this. I do all this. I don't think I can stop. You should know why I do this. He goes, but I'm not happy. Just tells her straight up, dude. I try to be happy, and I fail all the time. Why do you fail? Why can't you be happy? And he tells her straight up, I'm scared. Like, I fail because I'm scared. And he's like, what do you want to do? And, like, he doesn't want to give her advice. Like, be a superhero. He's trying to let her know, like, it's okay to be fucking scared. And I don't want to say it's out of character for Batman, but it really fucking is.
It's a totally different Batman from Snyder's.
Oh, definitely.
And that's what we're basing.
And the past two issues ago, the button that we reviewed, like, seeing his dad from another world, but his dad telling him and giving him an advice, like, do what I can do for you. Stop being fucking Batman. Be there for your fucking son. Mm-hmm. I think is fucking with him a little bit. Like, shit. I don't even know if I want to do the job anymore.
Right.
So this one's really got trippy because then she knows she's getting to Batman. Like, you can't give me advice. And she goes, what do you want to do? And again, as they're talking, we see pages, it goes back, even while their dialogue goes on, we see pages of Catwoman out on the prowl doing her thing. And when Gotham Girl asks him, what do you want to do? We see him finally confront Catwoman. He goes after Catwoman. He's like, the first time I caught you on the boat, it was the building? No, it was the boat. The diamond you first stole. He's like, I bought that diamond. Weird. Fucking, again, out of character for fucking Batman. He takes off his cowl and he goes, I knew I would need it someday. Mm-hmm. He fucking asks her to marry him.
Like in this comic?
Straight up, dude, yes. Nice. And that's the way it ends. Now, Batman can never be fucking happy. Like, welcome to my world. He can never be fucking happy. I don't see where this is going, but out of character for Batman, but you kind of get the sense now, like, they're not going to mesh. Like, what's he going to do? Talk her out of, like, you know what? Fuck it, bitch. I have money. You don't need to fucking steal anymore. And if shit hits the fan, you know I'm going to go to work. And
there was always this unspoken love between him and, and Batman. Even when Snyder, even all the other Batmans, Catwoman always tickled his balls, I guess you would say.
I guess, dude.
I mean, it's always been there.
Yeah. I mean,
it's totally out of character. And
but you can tell they have something for each other.
Oh, yeah. Always. And then I don't know where that's going to go.
So I liked it. Again, really weird, but I like the talk he had with Gotham Girl. Mm-hmm. That was cool, man. Very cool dialogue. And the way Tom King's writing, I love it.
Very cool, man.
Next one, last one's going to be another book of the week. These are all book of the weeks. Dark Days, The Forge, number one. Prelude to Metal. Scott Snyder and James Tynion, the fourth, are co-writing this. Dude, Jim Lee's the artist. Andy Kubert's the artist. John Romita Jr. is the artist on this, dude. And it's pretty much... Did you read this one?
It came out yesterday.
Starts off with a journal, inserts from a journal from Carter Hall. He happens to be Hawkman. He talks about... Back in the day, the ship crash landed, and this ship that crash landed was a certain metal we've never seen before. Mm-hmm. But this metal had properties. This ship had properties. And I'm trying to figure out where it came from, but it gives you special abilities as well. You can come back from the life, from death. You can come back, you can heal faster, like just different properties of this metal. And then it jumps into current time. We see some scientists in the Bermuda Triangle. And Batman breaks through because it's like meltdown imminent and blah blah. How many minutes? Batman breaks in with a new fucking armor suit. Opens up. Get the fuck in. So he gets the scientist, saves him. It's cool. The suit's like, suit cannot contain this damage. Just keep on going. And it's Batman just always having to find out. Very cool. Aquaman shows up and he helps out Batman. He asks Batman a weird thing like, so what the fuck, dude? You put some hidden fucking base. In Atlantis. Like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, I did it for a reason. Someone's watching you. And I'm just trying to protect you. Mm-hmm. So they have that. I mean, they're friends. Yeah. But it's always Batman looks... Okay, he's shady. He's shady.
Straight. Well, he's shady for a reason.
Exactly. Now, this...
He's not trying to fucking steal
fuck
from
over
you.
His friends.
No, he's just doing it for your own good.
Yeah. Now, it's really cool because then it jumps into current day. Bermuda Triangle. I hit that, dude. Aquaman helped him out. So now it goes to a panel of space, and it's Hal Jordan, a Green Lantern in outer space, getting called out by one of the elders of the Green Lantern Court, and he's like, all right, I need you to drop your mission right now. I need you to look into something. Something's going on. There's a disturbance somewhere. We need to figure out the frequency on what's going on because there's a lot of things happening on different worlds. So Green Lantern's like, don't worry, I got this. And the place where he ends up next, because of this lead, is directly to Wayne Manor. Batman's gone, and he kind of sneaks in. Again, they're friends.
Right.
But it's cool because Duke Thompson fucking shows up and just starts wailing on Green Lantern.
Really?
And Green Lantern turns the tables pretty quick, but it's cool because... Duke tells him straight up, hey, dude, Batman put me in charge. He doesn't even want the fucking family here. He doesn't want me to let anyone in. And he kind of rocks Duke Thompson a bit, and he uses his ring to use it in the bat cave somewhere, and he finds another extra hidden chamber within the bat cave. And once they enter, and Duke follows him, and it's cool because they were scrapping at first, and then for them to kind of work together, they walk into this sort of tunnel. And it's really cool the dialogue they have. They hear some voice in there, dude. But they come across like, I don't know, man. So in the Batcave, you see the giant penny. You see the dinosaur. But once they enter this tunnel, you see more weaponry. Like Aquaman's trident. You see fucking Wonder Woman's fucking gauntlets. You see a quart of owl mask. And you hear a voice that goes on. It's just like some eerie voice you can see off of the dialogue that you're reading, dude. It's real cool, dude, where do we go? It's just this voice that's talking to them. It's really weird because, again, it's so eerie. And then it jumps back into now fucking Batman talking to one of his boys. And we see Batman being Batman like, fuck, he knows something's going on with this metal. And it goes way back back in time. Through the beginning of time is the way they keep putting it. And Scott Snyder and Tynion are writing it, dude. So it's wordy, but it's really fucking good. Plastic Man has not really been introduced in the New 52.
Rebirth. Yeah.
And there comes a scene where it's like, it's finally time to let him out.
Is Plastic Man in there?
Yeah. Well, it's weird. The way they show Plastic Man is cool. So that is kind of a spoiler, and it came out yesterday. But by the time anyone fucking listens to it, I'm just going to tell you guys a fucking story, though. And if it sounds intriguing, it's Batman being Batman. So then he goes now to the Fortress of Solitude, Batman. He's like, hey, remember that thing I gave you? Yeah, I need to use it right now. He's like, are you sure? And it's really cool because you see Batman and Superman. They're friends, too. But it's more respect, and it's really cool, though, because you see Batman, like, telling him, he's like, Bruce, I'm going to go with you if you need help. He's like, yeah, you're not going to do that. Like, I'm going to go in this. I'm going to do this by myself so I can investigate what's going on before anything. And it's really cool because now you see from Batman what you never see from Batman. He's like, don't worry. I swear this time it's for a good reason. I know I've done a lot of shady shit where you guys don't trust me, but this time I'm going to need your guys' help, but I'm not going to ask for it right now. I need to check this out. Wow. And just the things Batman has been up to is really gnarly to see, like, the extent of, like, he's found that this metal is tapping into this dark multiverse. And just looking at the cover of fucking that this issue is dope because it's a giant statue of Batman. And you see, like, people in barbed wire attached to his legs of the statue. And you see Batman looking at it from the top of a cliff. So, like, how bad is this dark universe is? We don't know, but that's hence why he's going to need help eventually, dude. It goes back to panels of Duke Thompson and Green Lantern in this fucking tunnel. And they keep hearing this eerie fucking voice, which is dope, dude. And he's like, oh, so I finally have visitors. Come on in, please. Sure. And he's like, that's not you. And Duke asks Alfred, that's not you, is it? And he keeps talking, oh yeah, you see the Court of Owls mask too, that's part of it too. It's like some things should not be pulled on, and this time Batman pulled a thread that he's going really deep on. And he keeps hearing this voice, and they both keep hearing this voice. And by this point, Green Lantern's ring can't be used in this fucking tunnel or in this fucking cave, in the Batcave still. So whatever Batman's done or the metals that are in there, Green Lantern is unable to use his ring. It's like overheating on him, and Duke Thompson has no effect on him. He's a regular human. And it's really cool because when they finally get to the end of it, it's like, yeah, I'm a pawn just like you guys. And it's fucking Joker.
Oh shit.
Joker's locked up in this fucking, and that's the way it fucking ends.
Fuck out
of
here.
A lot of things fucking happen. This is a cool fucking title. Evil Empire, fucking Secret Empire from Marvel sucks dick right now.
Right there.
One title alone from DC, from granted Scott Snyder and Tinian, is fucking dope, dude. It's, again, three different artists, but three stud artists, and they mix up the art through the different pages. Andy Kubert, too. It works so well with the storytelling. And I loved it. It's a Batman story. It's not even a Batman story. It's going to be a Justice League story. But the fact that Batman always plans for the worst, you can see why he does it. Cause he's always five steps ahead, dude. So Book of the Week, man. But that's all I got, dude. I don't want to bash Wonder Woman, or can I, real quick?
We'll save it for next show.
Well, let me talk real quick, dude. It was essentially Captain America Part 1 with Thor.
Oh, I knew it was Captain America Part 1.
With Thor.
With Thor.
With Thor. Thor's a god?
Yeah, I guess.
Now, on top of that, whoever keeps saying groundbreaking? Really? Groundbreaking
for what? Female character.
Okay. Oh, so that's considered a great movie.
I thought it was a good movie.
It's a good movie. I'm not saying it's not a good movie.
Marvel has yet to put out a female cast
true
movie. So
Jessica Jones, the whole show, was better than this movie?
No, I don't know about that, but...
Okay, now I'm going to sound like a fucking chauvinistic fucking asshole. Every broad before thought they were fucking Wonder Woman before watching this movie.
Okay.
So women are going to go watch this movie, and guess what? Oh, that's what empowerment is. You know what, dude? You women had a strong female character, dude. Go back and watch Alien and Aliens, and Ripley is a strong female character that has no fucking powers. That's fucking a strong fucking woman, too. You girls had it, dude. Like, and I'm not saying Wonder Woman is a terrible movie, but it's not a great movie. It's not groundbreaking.
I think it's groundbreaking for females. And Aliens, that was way back when. I think in this age, empowerment is.
And I'm not
much more people are into that now than they were back then.
Exactly. And I'm not saying it's a bad movie because of that either, though. I'm just saying, like, her innocent scenes with the ice cream scene and, oh, a baby, those were humanizing. And those were great moments, dude. But the battle with Ares, that wasn't a great battle. Her on the battlefield was the best scene.
That was one of the best scenes.
It was a good movie. It was a good movie. I'm not going to take anything away from it. But if we're going to compare it to, top 10 Marvel movies, it's better than both of the Thors, if that makes everyone feel better.
Better than, I thought it was better than
all the X-Men.
All the X-Men. All movies. The X-Men. Age of Ultron was better than that. I really like Age of Ultron.
I'll give you Age of Ultron. It was better than
Than Captain America.
Winter Soldier. It wasn't better than Iron Man 1.
No.
It wasn't better than Spider-Man Part 2 with Tobey Maguire. It wasn't better than Guardians of the Galaxy 1 or 2. It wasn't better than Logan.
I thought it was better than Logan.
You didn't like Logan? And you broke down why you didn't like Logan. I really liked the movie. So, again, don't think I'm hating the movie, guys. It's not anti-women.
Sounds like I fucking hated the movie.
Yeah. No, it was a good movie. But, again, groundbreaking. If you have to add for women, that's straight up essentially saying the movie Get Out was written by Peele.
Mm-hmm.
And for people to still say that movie was good and it was the first movie that broke $1 million for a black director, it's kind of essentially saying the same fucking thing. Why does anybody have to add, because it's a female or because it's a black director? Why do people have to?
They have to say that because it's all the movies are based on men, white males.
Black Widow is a strong female character.
Yeah, but she's a sidekick. She's not a strong character in that movie. She does her one-liners. She looks pretty. That's about it. She had no impact.
They should have done a Black Widow fucking on
Netflix. They should have done it. But they're going to do a Miss Marvel movie, but we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens with that, dude.
But this is based on Wonder Woman. No Superman, no Batman. Nobody in this movie.
Out of all of them, the love story out of all the movies from Marvel so far, and I can't even say Marvel Studios, Deadpool was more of a love movie than this one by far.
I didn't think this was supposed to be a love movie, though.
Feel any love at all?
There's an attraction there, but I,
he banged her.
Yeah, but she bangs everyone. So she's
Wonder Woman?
Yeah, she puts it in the comics.
She's not. But we're talking the movie, though. Talking the movie.
That was probably, it's the first time you've seen a penis. And
true.
Yeah.
Now, again, it was a great movie, guys. Listeners, I'm not bashing I don't want to sound like a chauvinistic asshole. It's just groundbreaking. I get why people are saying it. But yeah, I get it. I really do.
Listeners, you could find him at...
For the fucking villain.
And you can tell him why...
This
movie was groundbreaking with females and
yeah, I'm all for women. I'm all for broads. Yeah. Woo. Nah, just kidding. I love you women, dude. But it was okay. It was good.
All right, cool, man.
Where you guys can find, actually subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you guys can find podcasts. Share the podcast more than anything, dude.
You can find me at Mem the Beaner on Twitter and Instagram.
You guys can find me at The Asshole at For the Villain on Twitter. You guys can find the CS Bell _ Bell on Twitter. And you guys can find me at Comic _ Syndicate on Instagram. We will be,
back next week.
Peace out.